Great Eastern Radio presents the Working from the House interview series, issues and information that matter to our community during the COVID-19 pandemic. Live from his home studio, here's House.
Working from the House, today's guest joining me on the phone line is Brian Stuhl, President and CEO of Crown Point Cabinetry in Claremont. Brian, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Hey, my pleasure.
Pleasure's all mine, and obviously over the last 10, 11 weeks, the world has been changed, every aspect and every facet, but many businesses locally having to navigate their way through this coronavirus pandemic. Brian, why don't you start with what were the initial effects and how have you been able to navigate through it?
Well, I think initially it was like every other person, every other family, every other company, and that is fear of the unknown. Mm-hmm. And in my business, I've got a little under 100 really high quality individuals that work for me. And, you know, my concern was for everybody's safety first and foremost. And then after that, we waited to see if we were deemed an essential business, and because we're in the custom cabinetry business, construction was deemed essential in the state of New Hampshire, so we continued to work. And anybody that was in a high risk group, they were able to get a doctor's note because we didn't want them, obviously, to be exposed to the general population. Yep. We only had one person like that, but otherwise, my entire team has come through this completely unscathed, and we're grateful for that. And we continue to build fine quality custom cabinetry. The outlook is the bigger concern because we run a 6-month sales cycle and we have a, you know, 3-4 month backlog. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't the immediate issue with orders. It was people that put off things that we thought they were going to buy, projects that they thought they were going to start. And for the most part, what we found is new construction continued because normally there wasn't anybody in the house. So they didn't mind the house continuing to be built. But a lot of the renovations, people said, we're going to put this off until we've got a better feeling for what's going on with the virus because we don't want anybody working in our home. Sure. So we saw a lot of projects that got delayed, if you will, and they said check back with us in a couple of 3 months. The other thing that we found was projects that were in process, because we do a lot of work in Massachusetts. It's our number one state. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of work in New York. We do a lot of new work in New Jersey. Those projects almost in some cases did come to a standstill.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah. On the line with Brian Stuhl, President and CEO of Crown Point Cabinetry in Claremont. And Brian, before I let you go, it's funny, my father was in a very exact same situation that you just mentioned. He's back home in New York where I grew up, and they're remodeling the kitchen right now, and he had to do exactly what you talked about, put the delay on the cabinetry, and they're just now getting they're just now installing them this week, and it was supposed to happen back in March. So I mean, it's, I understand exactly where you're coming from, because I've been hearing from him for the last 2+ months of how you can't get his cabinets in. So, you know, it's a difficult thing for everyone to have to navigate. And Brian, before I let you go, what would the current state be? So if people are home, because a lot of people are certainly doing home projects right now because they're spending a lot more time at home. DIY is becoming a huge thing. And maybe they're in the kitchen going, man, we could really use a new look in here. If they want to come to you, you know, what's the procedure for right now and what's the outlook?
Well, the procedure now is we've got a absolutely beautiful showroom, but it's open by appointment only because we're limiting the amount of appointments, and we're treating the people that come tour the showroom the way we treat our employees, and as we're following all the rules that have been put in place by the state of New Hampshire. So they wear a mask, they have their temperature taken, and that may sound a little harsh, but it's truly what the state asks for our employees. So we're treating our customers the same way we treat our employees. But we've got a beautiful showroom. Our lead time, we're delivering cabinetry in probably August right now. We've got a couple of spots to get some stuff delivered in July, but like I said, we're still really busy. Mm-hmm. And it's much the same process, just a little bit less, I don't want to say less personal, but we can't shake people's hands. We can't hug them.
Right.
We ask them not to bring their kids in because we're just trying to limit it during this time. And we really think it's going to change in the next 4 weeks. And a lot of these restrictions are going to be lifted, which will be good for everybody.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, we're following the rules. So
that's good. It's not that you don't want to give them the handshake. It's, you know, we simply that may have just been a thing of the past at this point.
Well,
but
you may be right on that.
Well, only time will tell. But, you know, glad to hear everything's doing well, and certainly reach out to Crown Point Cabinetry because they do amazing work. And, you know, make that appointment and go in and wear the mask and keep everybody safe. And let's keep navigating our way through this. Brian Stoll, the president and CEO of Crown Point Cabinetry in Claremont. Thank you so much for the time. You stay healthy and stay safe, my friend.
Thank you. Appreciate it immensely. You too.